T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Investigator Scott, please tell us about this case of animal cruelty, how this all came about.
So we actually received a complaint of possible botched cropping job from a veterinarian office where these animals have been seen for antibiotics for possible infections. So it was forwarded over to us. We looked further into it. I saw the pictures itself. It was clearly a job that was not done professionally. It was a jagged, botched job. I mean, clearly these animals were in some pain. At that point, we figured out that the owner of the dogs was from the city of Niagara Falls, so we gathered all the information we could, and we forwarded it over to the animal control officer of the city of Niagara Falls, David Bauer. At that point, he then conducted the investigation, and they found the gentleman who actually performed the surgery on the dog's ears. And he took it from there and pressed the charges with the discretion of the Niagara County District Attorney.
Is this something common, is this something common that we see regarding cutting a dog's ears?
I mean, since I've been here for 2 years, a couple dogs have come in with cropped ears. It's more so of an aesthetic look nowadays. I mean, a lot of people say that someone gets their dog's ears cropped for fighting purposes where they can't be grabbed in a fight. But I've seen bulldogs with cropped ears. I've seen multiple different breeds with cropped ears. It's more of an aesthetic look for people.
There was no indication that this dog was being groomed for fighting or anything like that.
No, it was actually a litter of puppies from her female that she had. She was most likely going to bred them for selling purposes.
Do we have an identification of the person who was suspected of doing this?
You can get that information from Officer Bauer. I don't know if I can release that information. It has been made public, though, on a couple different news stations. But as of right now, if Officer Bauer would like to release that information, I'm going to have to ask you to get that from him.
All right, no problem. As far as cropping ears, it's for an aesthetic, as you mentioned. But does this hurt the puppies or the dogs at all when this happens?
I mean, obviously it's going to hurt. They're cutting off a large portion of the dog's ears to cone them and make them go from, you know, big floppy ears to small pointy ears. They're cutting through vessels, cartilage. It's obviously not going to be a comfortable procedure for the dogs when they come out of it, and obviously they'll be on pain medication and whatnot. But I always say if it doesn't have a medical benefit for the dogs, why do it?
All right. Anything else at this point that I've left out of you care to add?
No. If you have any more questions that I have not answered, I will direct you to Animal Control Officer David Bauer with the Niagara Falls Police.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.